Past Perfect is our series in the next 3 weeks or two more weeks, okay? We started last week. So last week, we talked about Perfect Redeemer. So past perfect tayo, di ba? We talked about past perfect. You know, really, when you think about this message, you know, we just want to remind everyone that this is something that the Lord has in mind. Okay, this is really talking about the faithfulness of God and seeing how He planned it way ahead of time and how He fulfilled everything. So, sino po dito meron po kayong past? Lahat po tayo yun. Pwede niyo pong taas lahat kami niyo. Okay? Kasi hindi po tayo isang singaw. Okay? Na bigla na lang lumitaw. Right? So, meron tayong past. And yet, the Lord, in His loving kindness and His faithfulness, looked at our past and tried to fill us up and free us and redeem us. And so, as we know, when we look at all these texts that we will be talking about in the next two more weeks, ma-appreciate mo yung ginawa ni God. Ma-appreciate mo that God already had this plan long, long time ago, and then He fulfilled it. That is why we have past perfect. Last week, we talked about perfect lamb. Okay, or perfect redeemer, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. And that's what we want to talk about, okay? This week, we will talk about the perfect mediator. Why do we need mediator? Why do we need a priest to represent us before God? And then next week, we'll talk about perfect substitute. Perfect substitute. And then next, the week after that, we'll talk about the perfect man. All right? So again, we'll talk about mediator today. And like what I said earlier, this series is really all about the faithfulness of God. A look at how God's perfect promise unfolded in a world with an imperfect past. Okay, lahat tayo imperfect yung past natin, and yet, si Lord, ibang klase, He loved us. That is why last week, we talked about, okay, Jesus, the perfect Redeemer, because He offered Himself to be the past over lamb, the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. I would like to request everyone to please stand as we read God's Word today. We will be reading from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 4 through 16. Again, we are using the English Standard Version. So if you have an NIV Bible, it's okay, but you can read it along with us. Are you ready? Okay. Since then, we have a great high priest. Say, a great high priest. Who's passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast. Say, hold fast. Our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Say, without sin. Verse 16, let us then with confidence, say with confidence, draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for today. We ask, Lord God, that we would understand what it means to draw near to your throne of grace so that we could find mercy and grace in time of need. Lord, I pray that you would open our hearts, that you would take away blinders, that you would take away a hardness of heart. Help us understand, Lord God, why we need to hear this message today. In Jesus' name. Amen. The reason why we want to talk about mediator, okay? Mediator, kasi when you think about mediator, someone that go in between, the go between guy, di ba? You know, I was telling the 5 o'clock service earlier about yung time na tayo po, sino po dito meron po kayong driver's license? Okay? Di ba what happened when your birthday comes? Tapos 3 years na may lisensya mo? You need to renew it. Di ba? Ni-renew mo yung lisensya mo. Pero minsan, napapansin nyo ba na minsan gusto mo matagal po yung kumuha ng lisensya eh. Di ba? O lalo na, actually, mas matagal po ngayon magparehistro ng sasakyan. Naranasan nyo na po ba yun? Pupunta kayo sa LTO. Di ba? Magpapa-emission test ka. Pagkatapos mo ko emission test, pupunta ka pa dun sa... tapos, anong tawag dun? Stencil pa. Pagkatapos ng stencil, pipila ka. Ang tagal, di ba? And how many of you... Gusto nyo meron kayong padrino doon sa LTO. Yung meron kang kakilala sa loob. Di ba? Yung kakilala mo sa loob will be the one to process everything for you. And before you know it, nandun na yung rehistro mo, di ba? And pero, you know, I tried doing that one time. And you know, because I was pressed with time. Kailangan ko po talagang pumunta. Kailangan, kasi may palalakarin, we will be going out of town. And that day, kailangan ko i-register yung sasakyan. Kasi paso na yung register na yung sasakyan ko. So, someone approached me and said, "Sir, kung gusto mo, kami nang lalakad yan. Extra 250 lang. Mabilis yan. Makukuha mo agad. Makakaalis ka agad." Oy, okay ito. Nagmamadali ako. Sige, tirahin mo na. So, binigay ko na. No? Just to find out na yung palang padrino niya, hindi talaga malakas doon sa loob. Kasi nagantay pa rin ako hanggang hapon. No? Hapon na kami nakaalis. You know? And sometimes it doesn't work, di ba? Minsan, kala mo may access ka eh. Kala mo meron kang padrino eh. And you know, when you think about it, really, when you think about this entire service, no, itong message, you have to understand, why do we need someone to represent us? Why do we need a mediator to represent us? Because you have to go back all the way to the Old Testament, all right? And to find out that when Adam and Eve decided to eat that fruit from the garden that God told them not to eat, and then when God tried to save them, when God tried to actually give them a chance to repent of what they've done, when God called them, at the cool of the day, God was walking and calling them. He said, "Adam, Adam." And what happened? Adam was afraid and he hid. I mean, "God, when I heard your voice, I hid." Why? What happened? Because they committed something before they had this unlimited access before God. Before, during that night, you know, the time before they ate from that fruit, okay? They were walking side by side with God. And they were just enjoying the fellowship with God. And they can just go boldly before God. They don't have to perform. They don't have to do anything. They just have to walk with God. Yung access mo, walang problema. But because of sin, God decided to drive them out of the garden, di ba? And place a cherubim with flaming sword para hindi na sila makapasok sa garden. Because of sin, the access that they had to the presence of God was now denied. Nawala na. And ever since the, you know, that story, wala tayong access kay God. You know, this, you know, pag iniisip mo talaga yung access kailangan natin eh. Diba? When you need to go to another country, what do you need? You need a passport. Tama? May passport ka, wala namang visa, makakapasok ka? Hindi pa rin, di ba? Di ba, you know, kailangan mo ng passport. Kailangan pag may passport ka, kailangan may visa. Earlier today at the 5 o'clock service, I was talking to one of our attendee, and he's a seaman. He works as seaman eh. And then he was telling me na kailangan mo talaga ng visa because kahit na may passport ka, pero yung passport mo, walang tatak ng visa ng nation na yun. You will be denied access to that nation. Di ba? Pipila ka ulit. Babalik ka sa point of entry mo, babalik ka sa point of origin mo so that to get the necessary visa. Now, sino po sa inyo dito, naranasan nyo na ma-turn down kayo? Na hindi kayo mabigyan ng access? Meron po ba? Huwag na po tayong lumayo. Dito na lang po sa cinema. How many of you experience na saran kayo ng door? Pastor, ang aga-aga na yung pumunta. 5 to 5. 5 minutes to 5 na pa lang. Nakasaran na, Pastor. Nakalagay na yung red banner. Next service, 7 o'clock. Access denied. Nakakasakit, di ba? Grabe, aga, hindi mo alam mo anong ganong traffic yung dinaanan ko, ano yung lahat ng U-turn na pinuntahan ko, tapos napag-away pa ako sa parking, then just to deny me of the access. I want to worship my God. Don't you understand? You know, now, the amazing thing is, because God so loved people, when Adam fell, it was God who sought after them. You remember that story? But God was the one looking for them. And then when they were hiding from God, and then sabi nila, and then God said, where are you? And then God actually created something so that they would be acceptable before Him. Kaya binigyan siya ng garment so na acceptable for Him. And after that, nagkaroon ng story. Last week, binag-usapan po natin the Lamb of God, the Passover Lamb. Because the people of God needed a Passover Lamb because they were slaves for 430 years with Egypt. And then they needed to understand because God, again, pursuing them. God wants a relationship with them. God wants to make sure that they have access to His presence. Ganun po tayo kamahal ni Lord. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Sabihin mo, God is pursuing you. Di ba? You know, God is pursuing us. Because ever since, na-deny yung access, but he wanted that to happen. He wants his relationship back with people. That is why after they have gone out of Egypt, okay, nandun sila sa Mount Sinai. At Mount Sinai, they appreciated the presence of God. They appreciated the faithfulness of God. They appreciated the salvation of God. But God was still saying, you cannot come near me. Because I am so holy and you are so unholy, you need someone to mediate for you. Okay, ganun ang nangyayari. But God was saying to them, but I want a relationship with you. Gusto ko, wag hindi, si God, alam mo, si God nakakatuwa, you know? Ayaw niyang i-deadma tayo. God never wants to, you know, whenever we're talking to God, God will never turn His back and say, talk to the hand. Diba? God is never like that. That is why He's always pursuing us. That is why He established, okay, in this mountain, God established what we call the priestly office. Nagkaroon ng mga priests. Why? Kasi yung mga priests, they needed to represent people before God. And so amazing, in the Old Testament, there is one book in the Old Testament that actually talked about that. The book of Leviticus. The book of Leviticus is actually the book of the Levites, from the word Levites. Leviticus is this. This is the handbook of the priest. 27 chapters in the Old Testament that talked about how are they going to manage God's way and how are they going to manage God's people. Because God is so holy, they need to be holy. If they wanted to be acceptable before God, if they want access before the presence of God, they needed someone to represent them. Because access has been denied. That is why he put up the priest. Nakaroon ng priesthood. The priest's job was to represent God before man and man before God. Because God is so holy, you cannot just approach God. Merong mga regulations. Merong mga kailangan ang gawin before you could come before God. And that guy, okay, yung the high priest, okay, may mga priest, they're all, you know, they take care of the holy things for God. They represent God. The high priest, okay, their leader, represent them before God. Once a year, a high priest would come into the Holy of Holies. Okay, yung po kasing temple, merong tatlong layer. First layer is the outer court. Second layer is the inner court. The third layer is the Holy of Holies. Kung saan nandun yung Ark of the Covenant, where inside the Ark of the Covenant is the Ten Commandments, and part of manna na nandun, and yung staff ni Aaron, nandun yun, at the Holy of Holies. Walang nakakapasok dun. Nakakapasok lang dun yung high priest once a year at the Day of Atonement. Wherein, a priest would go in, okay, before he would go into the Holy of Holies, mag-o-offer muna siya ng sacrifice for his own sin. Because if he goes to the Holy of Holies without sacrificing an offering for his own sin, you know what will happen to him? He will be the offering. Mamamatay ka in the presence of God because God is so holy. Because God is so holy. You know what they did with the high priest whenever they will go into the Holy of Holies? Ang gagawin nila, lalagyan ng yung damit niya. Yung damit na yan, you know, at the bottom of that, may mga bells. May bells yan. And then whenever the Day of Atonement will come, they will also tie a rope on his leg, on his one of his foot. Alright? Kasi, pagpasok niya sa magpapatay siya ng animal, he already sacrificed offering for his own sin, and then he will offer another offering for the nation, and then as he enters the temple, okay, he will be very quick in sprinkling the blood to be acceptable before God. Na merong bell, nag-rebel yun. Okay, naririnig nila pagkabuhay pa yung priest. And then he will enter the inner court. And then medyo exciting na to, inner court na. Okay, so papalakad na naman siya ron, he will sprinkle blood. And then when he enters the Holy of Holies, eto na yung pinaka nakakatakot. Because pagka pumasok ka ron ng merong kasalanan sa buhay mo, nakalimutan niya, naku, nakalimutan ko, hindi pala ako nakakabayad ng utang ko. Di ba? Bigla na nakalimutan, yan, nasa Holy of Holies ka na. Kuli na ang lahat. Okay? Kasi habang lumalakad siya gano'n, and then biglang hindi na nalilig yung bell. Pag wala nang nagbebel, wala nang ingay, ang gagawin nila, ibig sabihin nun, patayin na yung high priest. Ang gagawin nila, hihilahin nila yung tali. Because you cannot get in there. No one can enter the Holy of Holies except the high priest. Ganun po ka grabe yung ano yun. And so, with this idea, with the priest, nagkaroon tayo, di ba? Kasi nga, walang access eh. Because of sin, remember? Because of the fall, nagkaroon ng kasalanan, wala tayong access sa presence ni God. But God so loved us! Grabe no? Grabe si God. Love na love ka niya. Sabihan mo ulit yung katabi mo. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Titigan mo, mata sa mata. Sabihan mo, love na love ka ni God. Di ba? Walang access! But you know what? With the priest, with the offering, nagkaroon ng access. Pero, limited lang. Why? Kasi, year after year, the high priest will have to go in. And then sometimes, pagka tumanda na yung high priest, namatay na siya, you need another high priest. Every year, year after year, they will get into the presence of God, pero limited. And here's the good news. The good news is, Hebrews 10:1, it says, for since the law, okay, yung law, yung binigay ni God sa kanila, di ba? Yung regulations ng priest so that they could have access, limited access before God. For since the law has but a shadow of the good things to come instead of the true form of these realities. Okay, shadow lang yun. You know, the amazing thing is, God already planned that we will have access back with Him. When he tried to do it with a priest. Pero hindi limited nga eh. Shadow lang yun eh. It's just a shadow. Nakatandaan ko po yung kwento. Alimbawa, merong bata. Dali lang sa Robinsons. Sa grocery sa baba. So diba, punta ka sa baba. And then can you imagine, dala-dala mo yung anak mo. And then, yung anak mo, biglang nag-wander around. Nung hawak-hawak ang ganun yung anak mo, biglang nawala. And then, siyempre, di ba, pagka bata ka, have you ever experienced being lost? Ako, naranasan ko po yun. Bata pa ako, nasa Luneta ako. Luneta, kasi yung po yung sikat na Rizal Park, no, nung bata ako, kasama ko nun yung kasing kong si Chuck, no? Si Chuck, hindi po yung dal. Di ba? Eh, can you imagine, bigla ka nawala, tapos, iyak-iyak ng gano'n. Kasi naalala ko po nun, no, nasa Luneta ako, umiiyak. Nay, Tay, nasa na po kayo? Di ba? Bigla, takot na ako, tapos biglang, all of the sudden, bigla ko nakita parang merong anino. May aninag na ganun. Anino, mukhang, wow, mukhang tatay ko na yung anino. Di ba, anino? Yun. Di ba, matutuwa ka, di ba? Pero yung anino, anino lang yun. Di ba, kaya ka bang ihag ng anino? Oh, tay! Ay, wala. Di ba? You know, what God is saying is that yung priest is just a shadow. The high priest is just a shadow of the reality of what Jesus is going to do. Anong gusto mo? Yung shadow o yung totoo? Siyempre, yung totoo. Di ba? Kasi yung shadow, walang mga awa yun eh. It's just a shadow. It's just a copy. That is why we needed Jesus. Yung first point po natin is this. Jesus is the perfect mediator because He is our great high priest. Jesus is the perfect mediator because He is our great high priest. Now, we need to understand this. Ito yung sinasabi ng text. Binasa natin ganyan. Since then, we have a great high priest. Not just high priest, but we have a great high priest. Meaning, you know, the author of Hebrews is trying to tell us that Jesus is so superior to all other high priests ever. Jesus is the great high priest. You know why? Because He passed through the heavens. Yung mga high priest, pumunta sila sa temple, they will enter the outer court, the inner court, and the Holy of Holies. But Jesus entered heaven at the very presence of the Father. And He sat down. That is why we can hold fast our confession. Here's what Hebrews 7 says. For it was indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest, all right, holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners and exalted above the heavens. Because the priest, okay, yung mga priest doon, they need to offer sacrifice for themselves. Jesus did not have to offer anything for himself. Jesus will have to offer himself. That's what makes him superior. Verse 27 says, and he has no need like those high priests to offer sacrifices daily. First for his own sins and then for those of the people. Since he did this once for all. Say once for all.
Once for all.
Say once for all.
Once for all.
You know, in Greek, yung pong once for all is just one word. Once for all. This is the most exciting part of the verse. Okay, the high priest during that time, the priestly office, were offering sacrifices every day. Jesus offered sacrifice once for all. Whoa, once for all is enough. Let me just show you a little contrast of these two things. Okay, so far this is what we've talked about. Old Testament priest and Jesus. The Old Testament priest, the Levitical priest, offered sacrificial animals daily. For themselves first and then for others. But Jesus offered himself as a sacrifice, say once for all.
Once for all.
Only for others and not for himself. Isn't that amazing? That is why Jesus is the perfect mediator for us. Because he is our great high priest. Second point. Jesus is the perfect mediator because he can sympathize with us. Say sympathize. Let's look at the verse. Verse 12 of chapter 10. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins. A single sacrifice for sins. What did he do? He, can you please read that for me?
He sat down
where?
Right.
At the right hand of God. Here's the amazing thing. Okay, during the yung mga high priests, whenever they enter the Holy of Holies, okay, they will only go in there and they will only stay there so quickly. Kasi nga, baka biglang mamatay sila sa loob. But you know what Jesus did? When he entered the heavens, when he offered a single sacrifice of himself, no one has ever done this. He sat down. He sat down at the right hand of the Father. Basically saying, it is finished. That's why verse 15 says this. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. But one who is in every respect has been tempted as we are. And yet, without sin. Let me just define the word sympathize from the Greek word sympatheo, which means to commiserate, to have compassion, to be touched with a feeling of, to be affected with the same feeling of as another, to sympathize through common experience. This is the amazing thing. You have to understand that the God that we serve can sympathize with you. He can actually feel what you are feeling. How many married people do we have here? Can you imagine? Here you are. You came from work. Pagod na pagod ka. And you're pouring your heart out to your spouse. Kinukwento mo yung ginawa ng boss sa'yo. Talagang grabe, honey. Talagang, parang, I feel like dirt. Yung parang ganun. Ganun ang pinidilkuwento mo. Tapos, ang traffic pa. Tapos, ultimo yung security guard natin sa subdivision. Hindi ako pinapasok kasi wala pa akong sticker. Honey. And then yung reaction ng asawa mo, ganda lang, ha? Di ba, feel mo in love? Eh, pour out na gano'n yung asama. Tapos bigyan mo siya, weh. Di ba? But God is not like that. God can sympathize with you. Look at chapter 2, verse 17 says, for this reason, he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Okay, Jesus has to be born like you and me, fully human, 100% man and 100% God. Look at another translation. ESV says, therefore, he had to be made like his brothers in every respect. In every respect, I was talking to Albert and Nweng. Meron silang one-year-old baby. Can you imagine yung baby mo? You know, see, Jesus, when he was born, he was like a baby. He did not pretend to be a baby. Jesus, when he was born, he had to learn how to talk. When he was a baby, at 1 year old baby, he does not talk like me, like right now. He would say, ma, 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 pa, 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 pa. And then he had to learn that. Jesus, when he was born, he didn't walk straight away. Hindi kagaya nung, hindi Fantastic Four. The Incredibles. Natanda niya yung Incredibles. Di ba may anak silang baby ron? Yung baby lang, yung pinaka-baby na biglang nagiging halimaw. Di ba? Hindi, ganun si Jesus. Jesus, when he was born, he talked like a baby when he was a baby. He walked like a baby when he was a baby. He was probably spreading all kinds of food in his face when he was a baby. And when he grew older like you and me, he started talking like we do. He is fully human. He can sympathize with you. He can feel what you are feeling. You know, when you're struggling, Jesus does not look and say, kawawa naman siya. No, Jesus actually feels the pain that you are feeling. If you're so sad today, if you are going through a great storm right now in life, ang feeling mo parang wala, natutulog si Lord, hindi. God is actually feeling your pain. God can feel your pain. Why? Because he is human. He was human, 100% human. Pero hindi siya kumakanta ng I'm only human. And I bleed when I fall down. But he does that. He was like that. He was human. But he's also God. But he can sympathize with us. And then, to make propitiation for the sins. That's big word. Ibig lang pong sabihin nun, he took away the wrath of God. The wrath of God because of sin that gave us no access to the presence of God. Jesus took that away. Anong result? We now have access to God through Jesus. Because of what he did on the cross, he made himself the single sacrifice. Atonement, propitiation, who took away the wrath of God so that the access to his presence is now available. Problem access, diba? Because of sin. And then, nagkaroon ng access because of the priest, because of their offering, but it was limited. But when Jesus laid down his life on the cross, and when he sat down at the right hand of God, now the access is unlimited. Wow. Unlimited. Palakpakan naman natin si Lord. Grabe. Unlimited. You know, that is why the author of Hebrews, you have to understand why this guy is talking about the high priest, okay? The people that he was writing to are Hebrews. Hebrews meaning they are Israelites. They were going through difficulty in life. They were going through such a storm in life that they were trying to draw away from the throne of God. And he's saying, no, you do not draw away from the presence of God because the presence of God is available for you. Don't draw away. Don't draw away. Draw near to God. They were going through difficulties. And I don't know what you're going through today, but I'm pretty sure that some of us here are going through a difficult time. I am pretty sure that some of you here are actually feeling that you're drowning. And the problem that you're facing right now is drawing you away from God, from your high priest. But let me encourage you today. This is what verse 16 says. Let us then, with confidence, draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace of help, to help in time of need. You know, another translation says this very nicely. The Amplified Bible says, let us then fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near. Because of what Christ has done on the cross for us, we do not have to perform before God. We do not have to be afraid to come before God. We do not have to hide from God like what Adam did. We can actually boldly, fearlessly, confidently come to the very presence of God without hesitations, without pretensions. You can come before God in His very presence. You can come to the Holy of Holies without being afraid of being struck down dead. Hello? You don't have to be afraid anymore because Jesus, when He laid down His life, He sat down at the right hand of God. And you know what He's doing? He's praying for you. He's interceding for you. Not only is He feeling what you're feeling, but He is actually praying for you. Let me show you a picture. A picture of this idea that we can draw near to God. A very well-known picture of John F. Kennedy. Okay? During his presidency, yung anak niya nasa ilalim ng table niya sa oval. That child is not afraid to go into the oval. Okay, yung pinaka-main room ng presidente ng United States of America. You know why? Because he can come fearlessly, confidently, boldly. Hindi siya pipigilan ng mga secret agent. Di ba? Hindi siya pipigilan ng mga presidential security na nandun yung mga PSA. No, walang pipigil sa kanya ron. Eh, actually, bubukas pa yung pinto sa kanya. Please go in. That's how it is with God today. Because of what Jesus has done for us, He is our perfect mediator. Because of what He has done for us on the cross, we can come boldly, fearlessly, confidently. You don't have to pretend. You don't have to pretend and say, God, I'm okay, pero talaga, Lord, ang sakit. No, no, you can just be open to God. God, ang sakit, God. I'm hurting, I'm in pain, but Lord, I'm coming before you. Meron din po tayong Philippine version ito. Ito po. Si Joe Bonifacio is our ENC Executive Director. Okay? Alam nung anak niya na si Philip that he can go anytime at his dad's office. He will not be slapped. He will not be thrown out. He will not be scolded. You know, ganun din si God. Let's go back to verse 16. Nas then, with confidence, draw near to the throne of grace. It's a throne of grace. It's not a throne of majesty. It's a throne of grace where James told us in James 4:6 that when we come before God, He will give us more grace. Grace upon grace. Unmerited favor. Something that you do not deserve. Something that you do not have to work for. It will be freely given to you. You can come boldly before Him. Why? Because when we do that, when we come before God with boldness, when we come before God without pretension, when we come before God with openness, with frankness, we will find what? You will find mercy. You will not find judgment. When you come before God, the enemy will always lie to you that when you sin against God, you hide like Adam. But God is saying to you today, if you have fallen from grace, let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace. You know why? Because God is not going to condemn you. He's going to give you mercy. He's going to give you mercy, not judgment. Mercy. Something you do not deserve. And not only that, you will also find grace. Unmerited favor. Grace, mercy for your sin in the past. Grace for the strength of for the future and for tomorrow. That's how amazing our God is. That is why He is the perfect mediator for us. And not only that, a grace to help in time of need. You know the amazing thing about God? He's not only timeless, He's also timely. He's not only timeless, He's timely. He knows exactly when you need Him to save you. Let me leave you with this thought. We have the confidence to draw near to God's presence through Jesus, the perfect mediator. Why? Because the access is unlimited. I want to call the worship team. I want us just to worship Jesus. I want us to declare who He is in our lives. Is that okay? Can we all stand? Let's all worship the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come on, give Him praise. Give Him praise. Yes, He deserves it. Because He is the perfect mediator. That is why in verse 14, let me bring you back to verse 14. It says, since then, we have a great high priest who passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession. That's what we're doing today. We need to hold fast to our confession. No matter what we are going through in life, no matter what kind of storm you are going through today, you hold fast to that confession that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus is our High Priest, that Jesus opened access to heaven for us. We have unlimited access to His grace, unlimited access to His presence, unlimited access to His mercy. Let us hold fast. You know, just to illustrate this point, I don't know if you ever tried riding yung patok sa antipapuntang Antipolo o Montalban. Pagka nakasapit ka dyan, you have to hold fast. Pagka hindi ka umawak dyan, malalaglag ka. I mean, this is a limited, you know, illustration. But what I'm saying and what the author of Hebrews is saying, let's go back to the verse, is you hold fast to the confession. You hold fast to what Jesus has done for you. No matter what, you will hold fast. Come on, give Him praise. Just bow down your heads. I want to pray for some people today. Maybe you are going through storm right now. Maybe you are at the verge of giving up your faith. Maybe you are drawing away and drifting apart from God because of what is going on in your life. But our High Priest, our Mediator, is inviting you today to draw near to His throne of grace. Because He's not going to condemn you. He's going to give you grace. He's not going to condemn you, but He's going to give you mercy. While everybody's head bowed and eyes closed, if that is you, you know that you're drifting away from God. You are not drawing near to the throne of grace. Would you just raise your hands? I want to pray for you. Yes, I see that hand. Keep those hands raised. Come on, just in humility, just say that to the Lord. Lord, that's me. I'm drifting away. I am drawing away from the throne of grace. But today, Lord, I thank You for that invitation. I thank You, Lord God, for that grace that is available for me. I thank You, Lord God, that I can come boldly, confidently, fearlessly before Your presence and not being afraid of being struck down dead because You already died for my sin. And Lord, I thank You for Your grace. Lord, right now, fill these people with grace and mercy. Fill them, God, with grace and mercy. Thank You, Lord.